going to roll that dice today. Yeah. Do a little gambling.
Can we aim for like a 45 minute?
That's what I was thinking. 45 minutes, an hour, whatever, you know, somewhere in there.
Right, right. 45 minutes.
Oh, you want to just keep it at 45?
I would love to. I'm so tired.
Oh, wow. I am surprisingly very full of energy still.
I am. I mean, that's really not surprising.
It isn't. No, I guess not. I didn't have extra caffeine today either. I just slammed all those new supplements I'm taking that just make me feel like I'm 20 years old. I'm like, I could conquer the world. And yeah. I just got my best blood pressure reading the other night or two nights ago. 127 over 78.
Love it.
Which is awesome. You're like, I still don't know what these numbers mean.
You can say anything.
Okay. Well, let's just break this down. This is episode 136 of Shooting Debris for those that are just joining, which is us as well, the rest of you when you're listening to this. 120 over 80 is normal. And they have a systolic, like system one, the top number, and a diastolic. I don't know what the D like part of that is.
Your high rate and then your resting rate, right?
Is that what that means? You know, I'm not a scientist or a medical person, so I don't know the exact meanings of either of these. But the lower one is the most important one to keep at a regular number. The top one you still don't want to have really high. But when I was getting like 160 over 120 readings and stuff, or 170 over 120, people were like, whoa. And I was like, sorry, just what my body's doing. Sorry. This is what it is. When the dentist is like, hey, we're not going to clean your teeth today. And you just drove down 20, 30 minutes to the dentist and you got to leave. And I was like, what?
Everyone's afternoon.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I was just like, just clean my teeth. I'll sign a waiver. If I die on the table, you're not held responsible. Like, come on. I'm not going to die right now, but I need my teeth cleaned. So I battled it for a long time. And then with the newest amlodipine medication added to the mix, which is funny enough, it's the one that works for my dad, and we have the same genetics, and it actually works for him. So they put me on that one, and bam, it's actually getting it to normal numbers. So I was taking higher elevated levels of the other one for like a year, and it wasn't even doing anything. And they kept being like, oh, let's just up this dose. And like, maybe we should have tried something else sooner.
Does it just like thin out your blood?
No, well, these aren't all blood thinners. One of them could a little, but one of them like adds more potassium to your blood. The other one balances the potassium and different things too. The risk of not doing it is you put a lot of pressure on your kidneys when you have high blood pressure. So your kidneys, you can go into dialysis at a younger age or have kidney issues if you don't manage your blood pressure. So even for anyone with high blood pressure, just to be like, oh, I'll just let nature take its course, I'm not going to take medication, that's not the smart move, probably.
Yeah, it's not helpful.
No. So the fact that I have energy and I'm not getting high blood pressure and like jumping around is awesome. It feels great. So I have to like try to slow myself down to sleep, actually, sometimes. I'll be like, okay. Well, I had a little, if I had any extra caffeine, I need some sleep aid at the end of the night to make me go to sleep.
Like a melatonin or something?
Sleep aids, edible forms. Yeah.
I'm tired. I skipped lunch and then I had a salad with chicken for dinner.
Oh, so you had a light dinner.
Yeah, I had a light dinner. And then I started to feel weird. Like, I don't know if it's just my body being like, we're running light today or I'm about to get sick.
Oh, you just felt a little out of it.
Yeah, I feel a little weird. So I'm eating, instead of having a sweet treat, I'm having blueberries, and I'm giving Sammy the soggy ones.
Nice. Dogs can eat blueberries, right? Not grapes, but blueberries are fine.
It's working out so far.
Yeah. I was told if my dog was to eat a few grapes at a time, which he did, not the worst thing in the world is if they eat a bunch of them. So I was like, good. Well, I didn't pour grape juice into his water and have him lap it up either. But that affects your kidneys too, speaking of kidneys. But it's funny because when we start these, when I listen back for editing, I usually hear all the chewing and all the crunching on your, and everyone, like for the first 5 minutes, there's like chewing and some kind of food related thing, which is amazing, I think. So tell you what, and I don't hear it as much in my headphones now, but when I go to edit, I'm going to hear all the chewing. Delicious, but blueberries are awesome. Well, I had a burger for dinner at Five Guys with my niece and nephew, where I was watching them today.
Who are the guys? Then,
Who are the Five Guys? Yeah, it's the owners of that restaurant.
Jimmy, Rami, Tommy. What's that? Tony. You know that scene from what movie is that?
Not West
Side Goodwill Story. Hunting, where he's like, I have 13 brothers. And she's like, name them all. Jimmy, Rami, Tommy, Billy, Bobby.
Just Billy. Names you're never going to remember to say this twice. There's no way you're going to be able to repeat that. Yeah.
In twice of trying to land that joke, I said Rami.
Rami. I mean, instead of Ronnie. I believed it was real.
Yeah.
Oh, Rami. Yeah. Romulus.
I said Rami like instead of Ronnie.
Well, there's Romulus and Remus, the like Greek it's a story like Roman historical thing. Romulus and Remus. So Rami, I was like, that's just short for Romulus, probably. Just classic. Yeah. I haven't even seen that movie. I've never seen Good Will Hunting.
It's good.
I've heard about it. I know he's like a janitor and somehow he's like a mathematician wizard or something.
Yeah, he's just really
everyone,
smart.
Yeah, everyone underrates him because he's a janitor. And so it is kind of like a story that I would relate to because I was the janitor in college. And part of grade school, not high school. I skipped it in high school, but the college one, doing the cafeteria, cleaning rooms. I'm like, I'm not writing math problems on walls, but I like when the underdog gets a chance. Instead, I got sick of cleaning bathrooms, so I got really efficient. And so they were paying me by the hour, and I started making less and less and less because I would get my job done so quickly. Mm-hmm. And I would actually do everything. I would just hustle. And then I'm like, I need to slow down because now I'm losing X amount of dollars per month for this. I'm losing a few hours every week from just me hurrying because I don't want to be cleaning bathrooms and classrooms at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
So those were the good days. Mm. Not a care in the world, except not like now. No, now is the great days, I think. Now I don't worry about anything anymore. But at the time I was like, oh, I got to do good in these classes. I got to do this. What's the future look like? And now I just don't care. No, it sounds all like negative when you say you don't care. But now I'm not as worried about it. I'm like, whatever's happening is going to happen.
You can't.
You can't control
that,
it.
What's that thing about fate? You can't trick fate. You can't dodge fate. What's that word?
Well, if something is meant to happen, you mean? I think people also maybe miss opportunities by not doing things or not taking certain paths, but to worry about missing an opportunity or thinking you like this was my only chance and now I'm not going to get to do this is a very like pessimistic view. To think that way and be like, you miss your only chance. I do like that Eminem song for 8 Mile. It's like, don't miss your chance to blow because opportunity comes once in a lifetime. You know, that one is like, it is a cool thing to be like, okay, you just gotta, but just take that attitude into every chance you get because you never know what's going to happen. Maybe instead of like thinking like people will get down on themselves being like, oh, miss my prime or blah, 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 or this or that, or I should have done this by now. And honestly, everyone's so self-absorbed. They're probably not worried about the things you're worried about or anyone's worried about.
Literally no one thinks about you.
Yeah. We think about ourselves a lot. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think about other people and I want people to be doing well and different stuff and friends, but I'm not worried about their life goals and if they're making them or not. I just know like, hey, they're living the way they want to because they're choosing to live the way they choose. So hopefully they're enjoying their experience too. Mm. I happened to write a few things down. I wanted to have some topics today. Great. And I didn't know if you had anything, but I would love not if you wanted, thing. You could. Perfect. Well, I have some things for you then. So this gets you involved and you'll probably be less tired and this will last an hour and a half. We'll see.
Okay.
Nope. You're like, no, thank you. Yeah. So favorite thing you've done in the last month?
Mm.
I could say year, but I don't want to make it hard to think about. Recent. Maybe not month, but recent.
I've been hanging out with friends more. I like that.
Oh, that's nice.
It's probably the best thing. You?
I honestly, I feel like mine's on a similar vein. I mean, I loved going to Hawaii, but that was because I was hanging out with friends the whole time. And just trying to, I've been trying to prioritize people over work, which can be challenging when you're really busy too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also trying to pick up some more work now in video gigs. So we'll see how that goes. It might be, I've gotten the friend time in and now I got to like do a little less in order to get all these other things I'm doing. But I just need to get a balance to everything. But yeah, I think honestly, hanging out with friends and going to Hawaii, I still feel like I'm starting to look pale in pictures now. And I was like, dang it, the tan's going away. But, you know, it's been 3 weeks. So
yeah,
3.5 weeks, which it feels like a month and a half. It's crazy. There was a funny thing today. I just watched Bert Kreischer's I follow Bert Kreischer on Instagram. So they had a podcast one. It's not Your Mama's House. It's the Two Bears, One Cave one. But they're talking, and then Bert Kreischer's like, you know, I've been really getting into this show, Secession. And then Tom's like, what'd you just call it? He's like, Secession, like S-U-S-S-I-O-N or Secession. He's like, it's Succession. He's like, are you sure? He's like, yes, it's Succession. And it reminded me of like how we'll like go back and forth with like different words and like saying something just slightly wrong and doing these things. And then he's like, Leanne, he's like, yeah, trying to figure out like how to say it right. He says Succession. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And I was recently corrected for saying the word often. And I was told it's often. And I think it was my niece and nephew. And I was like, no, you're wrong. It's often. And they're like, no, it's often. I was like, listen, I've been around a long time. I know it's often. And so I was like, I'm going to look it up in the dictionary. Let's check this thing out. And so looked it up and you can say it either way. Secession is definitely succession.
Succession. Yeah.
Often and often are fine. But just thinking about that, what would we do before the internet? Cause tonight I was telling him, I was like, I was born before the internet existed. And cell phones weren't even a thing. And they're like, must have been terrible. And I was like, no, it's actually pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, it was either you went to school or like finishing school, you know, like a alternative education.
Place. You mean, and they would teach you grammar or something? And
I'm
not the dark, ages, but because we had all the normal high school stuff. It's just by high school, cell phones had started happening. But like, you know, it's not the walk 5 miles a day through the snow each way era. And you went the way you said finishing school. I was like, it sounds like my dad's era, like the 40s, 50s when he was doing that. But I know that trade schools were looked down on and community colleges were looked down on when I was in high school. And it could have been the private Christian school I was at. They're like, oh, you're not going to a 4-year university. And so some kids were like, now I'm going to community college here, Clark Community College in Vancouver or whatever. And you're like, well, that person's not going to be successful. And that's just like in the back of the mind, that's what like the overall like vibe was. And looking back, I'm like, those people were so smart. They saved thousands and thousands of dollars not going to a private Christian school that costs a college that costs so much money. And they got all the same generals that the people at those schools got. And they saved like $20,000 a year or something like that.
Mm. Yeah, I guess it's all what you want to get out of it. Like the only reason why colleges like Yale or Harvard or whatever are so sought after is because of connections and networking and all that stuff.
And it's prestigious to say you went to Yale and have a sweatshirt from it. And there was another like actor or comedian, someone who was talking about it on a video and saying like they wanted to get like junior college, a junior college sweatshirt and wear it around proudly from the town they grew up in. Because everyone's like, oh yeah, everyone's wearing Yale or Stanford and all this stuff. And like, he just want to be like, Pitts Junior College or something like that, and just be like wearing it like a badge. And so, yeah, I was like, I had a shirt called the School of Hard Knocks, and it showed a British boxer, and my friend got it for me when I dropped out of college. So I wore it in a movie, in a YouTube video I did called The Cage Fighter. And so I'm like wearing this like School of Hard Knocks, and it shows an old British boxer going. I'm like, that's honestly what it is.
Yeah.
I would have loved a class on finances and all that kind of stuff, but didn't get any of that. Mm. I would have definitely learned how to do my taxes better, instead of just like, I was like, oh, I get to write it off. That's cool. I had no idea what that was.
Yeah.
What that even means. I'm like, so I don't have to spend the money? Like, oh no, you spend the money, but you just don't have to pay taxes if you have enough expenses. Mm-hmm. So learning, I never learned to budget or do balance a checkbook. Did you ever do a checkbook?
Yeah. I know. Well, I had a checkbook. I never worried about the balance.
Well, that's that. Yeah. I had a checkbook too, but like I never wrote down how much I spent, how much was left. And that's mm-hmm. what balancing the checkbook would be. And now I guess it would just be checking your like digital statements on your bank or whatever else to figure that stuff out.
Or people keep budgets on like an Excel sheet.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to use Excel properly.
Yeah.
So any job that you look up now is like Microsoft Office suite. You have mm-hmm. to know it. And any video job for anywhere is like Adobe Creative Suite. And I was like, well, nope. I can't do any. I could learn it again, but I really didn't like Excel. So even when I need to use them for current work, I'm like, if someone else made it, I'll add something to it. But I'm not starting an Excel sheet on my own. I know it adds up totals and it's really cool. And sure, Adobe Suite's super awesome. But paying for a monthly membership for something, I just can't like agree to like sign up for life for something and pay forever for it. Sure. Like a cell phone, obviously. But if there's other options out there, like most jobs don't say like have a strong knowledge in Final Cut Pro. And I was like, that's my jam to use that. So I'm not trying to work for a bunch of companies, and I guess that makes it easier.
Nice. I know all that stuff.
Yeah. You know, Adobe Creative Suite, you know, all those things, which is why you can get a job anywhere you want, yet you choose to work with me. So thank you.
Yeah. So I hope that sinks in.
Yeah. You have a high level of skill. I do not. Your friends are the smart ones. My friends are idiots.
Your friends like me, you have my friends.
Yeah,
like
at your birthday, people bring you all the presents at on my birthday. They give you my presents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's the thing. It's like, whatever works for each person, great. And I should probably learn some of those things. But I'm not trying to climb a corporate ladder. I kind of want to unclimb the ladder and just mm-hmm. be on the ground level, but make enough to live comfortably, which I'm not doing now, obviously, which is why I'm taking on more work. So I'm just trying to be smart about it.
Yeah.
But almost.
None of it matters, you know,
at the end of the day. The question is, are you happy?
No.
Next. Okay. That's honest. But no, I wasn't trying to like pinpoint you down to that answer. I was saying in general, the idea of being happy, the mark of a successful, like, existence experience is like, have you worked all these things together where you're enjoying what you're doing, or there's elements of happiness in what you're doing and you feel content or fulfilled in some way. Because everyone's searching for that, and usually people think it's more money that gets them there. Like Jim Carrey was one of the first people to be like, for those of you that think money is going to bring you happiness, just know it won't. Because I did it thinking it would be amazing as soon as I got all this money and all this stuff, and he's like, and I still felt the same way I did before I had the money. So if you can figure out a way, not that everyone's at their ideal spot, but figure out a way to be content within a certain amount and find joy in the small things, that's the goal, I think. Mm. And I have to say, I'm fairly close. I'm enjoying a lot of stuff. And I wish I could see family and friends more and not have to work as much. So that's one thing. I think everyone feels that. But I'm enjoying, like, every day there's, like, cool stuff that I'm excited about currently.
Nice.
So just got to keep refining it. And I feel like I've need to put music into more things, like, creativity-wise, and playing more music in order to just feel... I feel better when I'm working on music than any of the other stuff, usually.
Nice.
Or, like, when's the last... The other question wasn't directly towards you, but this one will be. But I'm glad that you answered it honestly. And thanks. I do hope for happiness for you too, on a lot of levels. So, the question was, what's something that you're currently doing that is like a good, positive, joyful thing? Something you're like, this is cool, or I enjoy this.
I don't really have anything in the moment.
It doesn't have, this isn't like mind blowing stuff. This is basic. Like, for me, having a banana in the morning, toast, and a yerba mate, sitting here drinking it. Amazing. Perfect.
Yeah.
And I have a couple hours where no one needs me for anything. I'm not getting phone calls. Just get to hang out.
I've been trying to, like, on my weekends, I'll try to, like, sneak into the city in the morning and do something. Mm-hmm. Like, this past weekend, I got a sandwich at a shop I haven't been to in forever. Yeah, just...
I love doing that, I used to do that a lot, and even from Marysville or anywhere else up north, drive down to like Pike's Place and just go there on a Saturday morning or whenever, a day off, to just like go to that. My favorite bakery that we realized recently was still there, Michou, M-I-C-H-O-U, but the little Italian place that they do these sandwiches and they'll like heat them up for you and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
But that was one of my go-to stops. When I went to the Art Institute, that was my lunch. I'd go there with Naf. And we'd quickly get something heated up, and then you have half an hour. You have enough time to eat it there because they heat it in 3 minutes and you walk back to campus.
Yeah.
But it was kind of nice. I was like, oh, cool. I'm way up in the Hickville, USA. Marysville was really woodsy then. It still is, but it's developed now. But it's like, and every day we're down in downtown Seattle hanging out because we get up 2 hours early to drive in, 5:30 to get there and pay for parking. So not the best deal, but it was still cool. I like being in the city. And I think that's the tough part about living further away, is I want to do and go to more things. And then I end up being like, oh, I better not, because I just... don't feel like driving an hour each way right now. But if I lived, like when I lived in Edmonds, it was 10 minutes to get downtown with no traffic, 10, 15. So I would be like, a show? Sure, I'll come down to a show. But now driving 20 minutes is Lynnwood. I'm like, I'm still only halfway there.
Yeah.
And I got to factor in all this time to go do something. So that makes it, it's funny how that makes you less enticed. But every time, I never regret going out. Every time I go out, I have fun and I feel more energized. Like, I'll drive home from a get together with people and feel like more awake than before I left, usually.
Nice.
I'm not envious, but I think that's awesome, being able to get in and just hang out and walk around and do stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the fact that you do it in a city like Seattle, no, I'm just kidding. That's fine. Seattle's pretty safe still, even though people give it a bad rap. Still awesome.
Yeah. And to that, I feel like I've only been approached once in which it was under sketchy circumstances, but I was with friends, so it wasn't that bad. But
I've had a few on my own where people are walking up in the dark fast towards my vehicle, and it freaked me out. They were walking towards their car. But their car was right in front of the one I was at, and I had camera gear, and I was like fumbling the keys, trying to get them in the door real quick. And I was like, this isn't even, I think I was using someone else's vehicle because they let me borrow their van or truck to do, it was an Indian DJ that I've worked with for years. Yeah. And he's like, hey, can you take my van, my truck, and go down and do this gig for me, and you can park at my house. I was like, okay. And I was, it was like, this is his car, and these people are running towards me, and I have camera gear out here. And I was like, and they had hoods on, and I was like, oh my Lord. It was in Kent, and things were fine, totally fine. But I was like, I hate that I like thought the worst instantly.
Yeah. That's funny.
You know, instead of the best.
Nice.
So not a lot of mugging or jumping stories for me, fortunately, but we've had some crazy stuff going. Well, There was something weird last week, but this was down in Bellevue. I was leaving Bellevue and there were like cops lining every overpass and fire trucks just like standing. And I was like, huh, that's weird. And then I drive north through Bothell. Kirkland has it. Bothell has it. Everett has it. And I was like, what is going on? So I looked it up while driving. Always safe to look something up on your phone while driving. But I guess an officer had been like hit on the freeway that last week.
Oh, or wow.
Killed on the freeway. And so they had like a, it was like an honoring. It, so everyone yeah. out on the overpasses. And then turn around. It's just been crazy. Turn around like 2 days ago in Marysville, there was a fatality where an officer was writing someone a ticket at 3 a.m. and a drunk driver with other people in a car came down, hit his vehicle, smashed into him.
Jesus.
And so that was crazy. I was like, they were like, well, if you're trying to go. Oh, it was Saturday morning. It was Friday night, Saturday morning. And they said north of Marysville was like a 7-8 mile backup. And it had been 3 a.m. through like 5 p.m. They kept it all closed. So everyone had to like go around through other ways. And I was looking, I was like, I don't see any traffic things here, but it was north. It was a few miles north. But they said down to something about down to almost 36th or 136th. Yeah. So it's like up towards Arlington, but still like fairly close. And he was 27, all this stuff. I was like, dude, this is insane. Wow. So just a couple crazy things, which makes me realize I just need to be a little more careful when I'm driving and just, I'm not the person that's going to hit a cop on the side of the road, but I do think like, I'm just, you know, you take for granted just getting somewhere safely sometimes.
Yeah. I've never hit anyone.
Much respect. Yeah. Me. Yeah. Well, I'm not saying I have.
Well, you paused have, like
no,
you were.
Kidding. No, but I'm not you saying paused. I haven't. No, I mean there is some real. I know other people that I'm not saying any names or anything, but like just I'll give an example of someone. I haven't hit anyone either, fortunately, physically. But I was driving my truck tonight with the steel bumper on it, and on the side of the road people are walking and it's dark, and you're like, if someone like just wasn't looking and was on their phone and stepped out, the steel bumper would just be like, boom, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, it's that easy. And that's why it makes me want to be a little more careful when driving on, especially roads that aren't the freeway.
Yeah.
The one story that of someone that I knew remotely is they were driving on a country road, thought they hit a mailbox, went back the next day, and it had happened to be a person. And so they ended up doing a little time, you know.
Wow.
So that's pretty crazy. And you're like, you know, you might have been fumbling. You're like, oh, I got a text. Let me grab my cell phone, see who it is. Like, it probably doesn't matter. Or putting the new CD in the CD player and then swerving a little bit and not like my friend got tickets and accidents doing that. He's like, well, my CD case slipped down on the floor. And so I reached down to get it, and then I slammed into the car in front of me or went off the road into a ditch or hit a tree or whatever. And I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. None of it's worth it.
None of it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so obviously this girl felt horrible, and it's like an older sister of someone I went to school with. And just, you know, how do you come back from something like that? Which is why I feel like I should never own a gun, because get the chance to use it, and I would, even if you knew you were protecting yourself, I would feel terrible about ending a life of any kind, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, having a gun sounds sick too. I did get an airsoft gun this week, and it's fun. Or not airsoft, but
a real gun.
Orbeez. Pellets? Or those like they're like little tiny things, and you put them in water. And then they explode on impact. They do sting, but it's not like a pellet gun. I mean, obviously not like a pellet gun. It's not like a what is that? Paintball. It's not like paintball where it actually like leaves welts.
Yeah.
It's like a little plastic BB. It's not the airsoft though, because you put them in water and then they expand and they become softer. Like you could squish them between your fingers and they break.
Okay.
But it's a semi-automatic one. And Friday night, our neighbor was hanging out, and I was like, I really want this one. I'm going to wait till for a few days to get it. And he was like, I'll order it for you right now. Cause he wanted to like
play,
go have a fight.
Yeah. The boys wanted to
play. So ever since, wants to play. So he's like, okay, I'll get it for you. It'll be on the doorstep tomorrow morning. I was like, okay. So I got it. And then he's like, are you strapped? Are you ready? I was like, maybe not tonight. I was like, I want to go during the day. And then I'd go out to his shop. And then they're all like hiding. And they're like, I was like, oh, ankles and like all over. And he has a hoodie on. So it's a little unfair. I need a thicker hoodie on, because I was like, I'm feeling every single shot. And there's two of them. So I was like, well, I have a semi-automatic 10 shots per second one, but I still don't want to get hit in the back of the head, which I was a little bit.
Wow.
But it's kind of fun. A gun does seem fun. I just don't want to have to use it in a lethal way. If I never needed to, it'd be great. Mm-hmm. Like, would you ever own a rifle or pistol? I mean, I guess what would be your preferred if you were to own one?
I don't know if I would ever actually own one. I've thought about it. And like, my dad had rifles because we had a farm and stuff, or he had a rifle because we had a farm.
You just need it for like vermin and things like that.
Sometimes like just wild dogs would come in and try to get the livestock and stuff. So like no intention to kill, but to protect the
scare livestock. Off and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. For the same reasons that you're listing of like, I don't trust myself. Well, first of all, I don't trust myself. Two, I don't trust anyone else knowing that there'd be a gun in the house. Yeah, and then if you have a gun, the chances of using accidents could happen. Yeah,
anyone could. Anyone could grab it. Like I thought of it years ago. I was like, man, if someone's kids are visiting and someone grabs something and there was something loaded, that's why people have safes. But I'm like, the idea of having something ready to grab would be ideal. But if there's ammo in it and some accident happened and someone grabbed it and didn't know, that's the thing I would definitely not want to happen.
Yeah.
A rifle seems kind of cool. Like my uncle had a 30-30, the old like Winchester with the like the little like grip.
Crank. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was like a little just a crank, down like and a... forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Down forward lever action rifle. And it looks so cool. And he also had a silencer on it for some reason, or not silencer, but a flash suppressor. He was in Montana and you're like, oh, so you don't want him to see where you're shooting from. Gotcha. Gotcha. It was more like a sniper rifle for that one. Then there was the 30-30, which my dad ended up selling those guns. And then I sold the Colt 45 for Aaron's wedding ring years ago. And I was like, I probably could have kept that gun, but I also didn't need a gun that's going to break your wrist if you're holding it. Because one that's that strong, if you lock your wrist, you can actually break your wrist with the kickback. And I was like, you got to hold it loosely. I was like, I just want one that's not going to do that. If I'm going to have a pistol, I don't want something that can break my wrist from me trying to fire it. Cause how are you going to get accurate if you're like, phew.
Yeah. How do you not lock your wrist if you still need to put pressure on the gun?
You just hold it loosely down, pull the trigger, and it pops into the place where you want to shoot. Just kidding. No, I don't. That's the thing. I don't know. And my friends are like, we'll take you shooting when we go out sometime. And then you can, because they're like, well, did you grow up with guns? I'm like, no. And they're like, well, that's why you're nervous. Once you like shoot them a little, you'll be like, oh, this is no big deal.
Sure.
Which might be true. You might find me being a gun owner at some point. But currently, I'd rather just not be in charge of anything over a 22. Even a 22 is like a light little something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is cheap.
Yeah, my dad had a 22, and I had a where you had to like pull it and then bring it back.
So it's single bolt action. Mm-hmm. 22. And fun fact, a lot of snipers use 22s because they don't really exit, they just bounce around and cause a lot of damage. So wow. I don't know if that's a fun fact, it's a fact.
Yeah.
So it means like, is a 22 still a good protection thing? Maybe you don't need much more than a 22, but even the price of guns is like $300-$400 a pistol now. So everything's gone up a little bit.
I mean, I don't, not that we need to keep talking on this.
We'll move past guns. Yeah.
I don't, like, I feel so uncomfortable when people talk about guns as if it's a sport because, I don't know, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
It doesn't seem like it's more like, it doesn't seem like a sport. You're like, well, there's soccer, there's this. Oh, hunting. They call it sport fishing and stuff. When people are like doing fly fishing, they like throw the fish back, and it's like there's an art to casting and stuff.
Yeah, so sorry. When I said sport, I meant like in as an entertainment, as a form of entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like that. Where it's like, if I think hunting should be like a person should have a balance just like everything else. Like, if you hunt, you shouldn't hunt things for the sake of just killing whatever, like taking pride in taking down like a wild animal. It's like you need to use, like,
oh,
you need to have 100%. Intentions with what you're doing and stuff.
Well, that's the like Native American way, is like using the whole animal, doing this and that. And then you see people being like taking pictures, being like, I got this one. And they're like, you're going to like not use most of that animal probably.
Yeah.
And
it's flying, just like flying to Africa,
trophy hunters. Yeah. That's what you're talking about.
Well, that and even stuff here. Like, people do that here, you know, they'll kill bucks and stuff just for the sake of killing them and not do anything with them.
Yeah. Like my neighbor, when he goes, he like has the whole animal done up. So he has like venison, he has steaks, he has everything, and they use as much as they possibly can. It still is something that would make me sad to go out and do, you know, that experience. I did shoot at a bunch of birds this morning with the like water filled things, because woodpeckers keep flying into the roof of the house. I didn't shoot at them. I shot at the trees they were on to scare them away, and they did fly away. I've only hit one once at the chest, and it was very gratifying because it was a long ways away and it was pounding and hitting, pecking at the chimney. The metal chimney and so I went outside and I was like, and one hit the chest and it was like, and it flew off and it was okay, but it didn't come back for and do that again. So I like this because it's non-lethal.
Because you killed
it. No, I saw it fly across the street and land.
Sure it did.
You're missing. I watched it fly over across the street and land on another tree, and it didn't come back and do this on the roof. So it was just like, hey, and internal I usually bleeding. Shoot a little ways away, internal bleeding. Then it fell off that branch when I walked away and died, probably. Yeah. Probably not. And some people don't like shooting at birds. It's like, yeah, I get it. I don't like my cousin years ago when he shot a bird with a pellet gun and it fell down. Then we went in for Thanksgiving dinner and I felt terrible. And I had been shooting the pellet gun too. Unfortunately, I missed. But he hit it and then my stomach
you have a bad aim.
thankfully I have a bad aim. Because I was like, oh, this is fun. We're aiming these little tweety birds that are like this big or sitting on the like branches, sparrows. Little
sparrows
and stuff. And then you see the one like boom and drop. And then they're like, time for dinner, kids. And we're like, my stomach sunk, and I just walked in, and I was like, felt so bad. And I was like, dude, if I can't handle this, I'm not meant to shoot anything lethally. That's for sure. Cause I would have to be, I was telling, and I've told you this too before, but I'd be vegetarian if I had to kill stuff myself, probably. Cause there's plenty of non-meat options out there. People just keep killing the animals already. So, but if I had to do it, I wouldn't be killing a chicken and making that, although it would be delicious, but I couldn't bring myself to like end that life or do that personally. So maybe it's a little hypocritical, but I do love the taste of meat at the same time.
Speaking of birds,
mm-hmm.
I don't like birds kind of at all. I'm coming around to sparrows.
Sparrows are beautiful. Yeah,
because you know they're just innocent. They want to just play in a puddle and then fly away,
and not get shot by a pellet gun. Not get shot by a pellet gun
and die on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for no reason whatsoever.
And then all other birds, I don't care for. I saw a bald eagle actually fly through the like kind of the neighborhood the other day.
That's cool. Bald eagles are pretty epic, majestic when they're flying. And one flew by recently in the biggest wingspan. It was
really cool. They're big. They're like 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyways.
Out where I'd walk on the beach, there was two of them that would fly around. So you're walking and they're just like flying from tree to tree up there. And you're like 50 feet up. They're sitting there looking at you. It's pretty cool.
There was a crow in my tree the other day. And crows are the one birds I will not mess with. Where like I try not even to think ill of them because I'm scared they'll curse me.
Or just come for you later. They remember. If you threw something at them, they will remember and they'll dive bomb your car and they'll
They'll remember, they'll tell their kids, the kids will hate you and their kids will hate you.
They'll hate you too.
Yeah.
Multi-generational curse with a crow.
With a crow, yeah. So I'm pretty sure it was a crow and it wasn't a raven. We don't get ravens here, right? No, we do get ravens.
I've only seen crows. I mean, ravens are bigger, I think. I don't know the distinction, actually. I thought ravens were more East Coast, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. So crows.
They were my science teacher's favorite bird. My high school science chemistry teachers. He's like, crows are so smart. They're my favorite.
Oh, he liked crows. Thing.
He liked them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, not for me, but I respect them because I'm scared of them.
Yeah. Well, it's good to, I mean, I've had them dive bombing. I was walking into the Ronier building brewery.
Okay.
Brewery. Can't say it right ever. But it's now turned into like rehearsal spaces. Mm-hmm. So my friend who had a small space there, I was meeting up with him on a Sunday afternoon, and they were, anyone walking into the building, these two crows were just dive bombing and attacking. Like, it didn't matter who you were, for whatever reason, they must have had a nest nearby and they felt threatened by everyone. But like, you chose to put your nest right by the entrance to this building, and there's a coffee shop across the street. So we're walking from there and you just see these guys going vroom, and you just got to duck your head and walk in or run. And you're like, it's just a crow. Like, you could just put your hand up and punch, but I'm not trying to, I don't want to also punch make it worse. And then they see what car you came in on, you come out and there's bird scratches all over the top or whatever.
That's when you go do something about the nest. Like, well, tell someone.
You have to find the net. Well, I'm not. Who's? What do you mean, someone? You're like, you know this. Like, you tell someone, quote unquote. Yeah.
No, about doing something about the nest.
Yeah, for sure. And I was only there for that one day. They were there all the time. So I was like, well, I'll just get in and out of this place and not come back for a little bit.
Yeah.
But one of the funny, I'm sure you've seen it in the past little bit on Instagram, but there's a hawk trying to attack a kitten that's sitting in a car. So it lands on the person's in their car filming, and the kitten's sitting up on the dash, and the hawk is like jumping with its talons and trying to grab the kitten. And it's like looking down, like, why can't I get this thing? I see this, this food in front of me. It's like, phew. And I'm sure it's scratching the car a little. And the guy was just filming, and it keeps going. And then eventually like flies off. It's like, whatever. Can't get it, but it's like perfect little snack. I got this thing.
Wow.
And our cat goes out all the time, and I'm like, man, Henry, you want to go out at night? But no, there's coyotes. And during the day, there's like a pergola up above the porch. So at least like birds are less likely to dive down. But he's the perfect size for like a hawk to be like, here's a snack. And he likes to go out in the yard and eat grass and use the flower beds as his litter box sometimes. So he's out there under the uncovered area, and I'm just like checking it, making sure. He's almost 17, so I want him to live as long as he can naturally without any bad things going.
I'm sure a raccoon would fight him too.
Oh, you don't want to. Yeah. I mean, dogs get messed up by raccoons. Mm-hmm. Like, Henry's so skittish. If there's anything in the area, he'll sense any movement from a long ways away, and he'll dash to whatever he has to get to. He's been trapped before when a dog got in the house, and he was like running up into the corner of a door, and he just like wedged in between him and like ran up somewhere else. And so he'll figure out a way, but he's not going to be able to protect himself against something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But He's like a little koala bear. Like, this morning, you know, he'll like be out. So many STDs. They don't call them STDs anymore, do they?
STIs.
Infection, because it sounds less serious. It's just as bad.
Because you can cure it.
Some of them you can't.
Some of them you can't.
Yeah, but they still call them STIs because they don't like the connotation with STD. So I think, right? Who knows? I'm just going to call it STD because that's what I remember it as. But yeah, no, he doesn't have anything like that. But when he like, he'll like want to like have you pick him up and he puts his paws on both shoulders and you're holding him and it feels like a little koala bear just sitting there wanting attention. And it's, yeah, it's awesome. It's such a good feeling. Uh-huh. And so I know eventually when he goes to the, over that rainbow bridge, as they yeah say for pets, I will be very sad. I'll be like, and no, Hawk is not going to get him, Dolly. Knock on real wood of the piano and bamboo yeah on the table here. Yeah. Not going to get him, I hope. But thank you.
Thanks. But also, what an epic way to go. Can you imagine just this cat just in there?
Dude, it would be so sad. I literally would be like, I'd be like crying. And I've thought like he's he'd terrible. I don't know how you recover. You don't recover from that. He doesn't.
For sure. Yeah.
I want him to just live a long, natural life and go in his sleep like our old cat Skeletor. I call it Skeletor because it lived to 21.
Yeah.
And it was very bony. You'd pet the back and it was like, bloop, 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 like ripples of a mm-hmm bone. His name was Smokey, I guess, originally, or Fluffy, but one of the two. It wasn't my cat. That's why I don't remember the name. It was just in the house. But yeah, that's why I don't care. No, I care. He walked out of my closet after 2 days of sleeping once and we thought he'd died. And he like just, I all of a sudden I see him walk out of my closet, my room, and walk out into the living room. I was like, good Lord, where did he come from? Because I literally, everyone's like, have you guys seen the cat anywhere? I was like, I haven't seen Skeletor. And he was just like climbing out and walking. And gray cat, similar to Henry here. And Henry looks a lot healthier than the last cat did. And other people didn't like me using the name Skeletor, but it's just, it was appropriate for how old.
Yeah.
How yeah old he was.
Jeez.
Yeah. That's so there's so some funny record for a dog living to like 29 or some crazy amount too. Like some animals just do it. Yeah.
Have you seen those videos? That's like that one dog that refuses to die. And it's just like a clip of this guy just like coughing his lungs out. And like, it's, they like somehow tracked his eyes and put like these like half closed eyes over the top of them and like grayed over out
the dog.
If I find it, I'll send it to you. Oh, okay. It's so funny.
And the dog's coughing or a guy is coughing?
It's the guy pretending to be the dog, the decrepit dog.
Oh.
It's so yeah funny. It's so good.
Well, what was crazy with that cat, too, is we had given it, when it was 19, we had, my friend accidentally put a large dog's amount of flea medication on it, and that will kill those cats usually. Like any small animal can't handle that. And he was wow sitting pawing at the air for a day and a half, laying in a basket. And then he recovered and lived 2 more years. So that's what I just mean. Like
that's just took him
we
out
have a we have yeah a history of no, he lived 2 more. I mean, we have a history of long living cats, so Henry could get a few more years, I would hope. Yeah. And he seems healthy. Yeah. Okay. Last thing for you. I know we'll keep this podcast a little shorter than some. A song or an artist that you've been spending time with this past month, or like mm when I say spending time, you've been like, this is so good. I'm just, I want to listen to this.
Like brunch.
Or something you've like rediscovered and been like, this is really good.
Wow. This month.
I used that other question said this month, but you know, this last week, whatever.
This last week, I've been getting back into Adele.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And any particular album?
25.
When she was 25.
She names her albums her age.
Yeah. She's never going to run out of material because she's yeah always turning a different age and for until a certain time.
Yeah. Which is crazy to think that her first album was 19.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was so good.
She was so good. Or she is so good.
She is. Yeah, she is. It's always been sadder music for me, and it's been harder for me to, like, totally get behind. I mean, not get behind. I totally see the talent and everything, but it hasn't been my, like, go-to listening a lot of times. But occasionally, I was like, oh, I'm connecting with this. This is really good.
Yeah. And then my other, I guess, favorite thing has been a song from Kali Uchis and Peso Pluma. It's called Igual Que Un Ángel. It has a good, as the kids say, it has a good beat.
Oh, nice. Let's hear it. Who are these kids?
Let me just fast forward it.
Oh, that bass, too.
Yeah, and then the chorus.
And that's through a phone. Oh, yeah, that's cool. Shuffle, you know? That's a really good, that's a good feel. Yeah. So the fact that the bass came through that clear on the phone, it's got to sound so good through speakers. Yeah. Send me, can you Spotify it? Because that name, I'm not going to know how to say it. Can you Spotify send me that song? Mm-hmm. I'm going to check that out. Mine this last week was Ricky Nelson, like a super old 1950s, early 60s stuff. And he had so many hits. He had Traveling Man. That's one. I actually was listening to a bunch of his songs.
I don't know.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world. And he talks about every port. He has a girl in every port, basically.
Nice.
But it's a very like, it's like a, I remember it because there's a line that says, when we walked in the sand of the Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. So like Hawaii. Waikiki Beach in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool. So it's so catchy. But he has like, there was like six or seven hits. He did Dream Lover. He did all these songs. Like a lot of people did those at that time. But if you look up Ricky Nelson, he died in a plane crash. So he didn't get to, you didn't get to experience his The Poor Little Fool. Garden Party is really good. I love his the lyric on that says like, well, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Wow, it's all right selfish. Now I learned my lesson well. Can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Will you send me something later?
Yeah, I'll send you a link to some of his best hits, but it's kind of like Johnny Cash era in a way, but his singing is like a lot more, he has a lot more range. And it's kind of like that, kind of like the bass and drums are like a Johnny Cash style a little bit, but it's a little country and rock and roll and stuff too, but just really catchy. So I got inspired and I did a cover of, recorded an acoustic cover of Traveling Man. And I was like, this is the 100% opposite vibe of how I roll with life. I don't have anyone in any ports. But it's just, it sounds so cool. I wanted to do a cover of it. And then I want to add piano and other stuff to it and strings and just put it on SoundCloud just to do it. But yeah, so many good hits. So I'll find one that has like all his hits in a row and send you a link or something. I'll make a playlist on Spotify.
Okay. And if you want women at ports, really we can start in Seattle first and then.
Port of Seattle. Sure, that's fine.
We'll start there
first. Starting Port of Seattle. But I mean, he's like going all over the world. He talks about his, and he says like, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong makes my heart start to yearn. And
you
I was like,
You can't say that anymore.
But you can't say that. However, that's the thing about recording an old song. So I sang all the lyrics the right way.
I'm I like, forgot. I know. Yeah, that's
so you have awesome. To sing it that
that's
way.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it's amazing. So I'm not putting it out at this moment, but I'm like, doesn't always age well. But what does he say? My sweet, and then he says, my sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town. Like I thought Germany. It was Burlington back in the day, but Germany makes my heart Berlin. Start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. A pretty Polynesian baby over the sea. I remember the night when we walked in the sand of the Waikiki and I held you so tight. So it's like, it's a really catchy chorus. I should just send you a link to that. You can look up more of his stuff.
Sure.
But it's great. It's really cool. I'm like still nice. On the fence if I'm going to put it out or not. But, you know, it's also if I say Ricky Nelson cover, it is what it is from that era.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You know?
But yeah. It's fun to do. I love that music. I did another Hello Mary Lou was another one of his hits back in the 50s. And I did do a cover of that back in the day. So I think I've just always liked his music to a degree. And when I posted the first cover, one of my friend's moms from high school saw me post it. She's like, he was a very troubled man, but great, great songs. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess so. I didn't know how troubled he was, but he obviously had girls in every port, so very troubled.
Did you ask her out?
Who? Your friend's mom. No. Why would you do that? Why would I do that? Never. That is a great segue question. But...
She's clearly flirting with you.
No, not at all. No, she just like appreciated the classic stuff. She wanted to start a conversation. Oh, but I know her well too. It's not just like someone I don't know. I've like, yeah, it's not just some random person. It's someone that like when we were in Pathfinders, we'd go over to their house all the time and hang out. So they were like seeing what people are up to, and we're friends on Facebook. So it's so funny. It's just that it's like it's not a flirting thing, and I would not be. A friend's mom would be a no-go for me. No-go.
Then you're free. Some people have no boundaries. Then you're your friend's dad. Then you become your friend's dad.
You're like, oh, so my dad. It's like, I'm my own grandpa. That song that
funny thing about Eric. Nelson does. Yeah, he's my dad now. Well.
And we're the same age. Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely. Well, now you're making me think about this, but I think it's a terrible thing. I'll tell you more offline, I guess. Okay. makes me think about it. Because there was another incident. There was a response to something I posted that seemed a little weird. Like, why would you say that? So anyway, I'm not saying any names. It's been many years, but so funny. Okay. Well, I'm going to hit stop on this, let them go so I can tell you about this second thing. All right. See you guys next month. Thanks for joining us for Shooting the Breeze episode 136.